This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. The state's COVID-19 vaccination push will include community events this weekend. A newly reformulated vaccine targets the COVID-19 variants circulating right now, including Omicron. People can get boosted at the Latino Chamber Food Truck Fiesta in Longmont, the Breckenridge Oktoberfest, and the annual Fruta Fall Festival. The shots are also available at 10 large vaccination sites statewide. A full list is available on the state's Vaccine Finder website. Suncor Energy is expanding a pipeline from Wyoming to its refinery in Commerce City. CPR's Sam Brash reports environmental activists have launched a last-ditch attempt to stop the project.
Lucy Molina is an activist who lives near the refinery. She's frustrated the company plans to bring more crude oil to the facility.
For me, it's going to be more refining, more headaches, more of the health impacts for our communities. It's just like, really? Why more?
A coalition of environmental groups wants the federal government to stop the expansion of the Line 1 pipeline, citing air pollution and climate risks. That looks like a tough ask at this point. Most of the project is already complete, except a middle section along the northern Front Range. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Weld County Deputy Alexis Heinutz will be honored with a closed funeral this morning. The 24-year-old was killed in a hit-and-run last weekend while riding her motorcycle in Greeley. She was off duty at the time. A funeral procession led by multiple law enforcement agencies will leave the Weld County Jail at 8:45. This is CPR News. In Denver, sunny and warm today, highs near 80.